Welcome to The Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone. There was a season recently where the most faithful thing I did was stop. I didn't stop believing. I didn't stop loving God. I stopped striving. This episode comes from that season. Not from clarity that came quickly, but really more from stillness that settled slowly. In the beginning of the season, there was a lot of turmoil, a lot of things that I was facing and struggling with in life, just personally, professionally. It just felt like in every area. And I was just like, okay, I need to stop for a minute and just work on home and what that looks like and kind of go from there. And for a long time, I felt like faithfulness meant pouring out, you know, showing up, serving, holding everything together. But in this season, God asked me to receive. As someone who's constantly pouring out and serving and who loves and enjoys that, it's hard to ask for help or to even sit still long enough to be poured into, if that makes sense. And I stepped back from serving in ways I had been doing for a long time. And it was very hard because I genuinely love it. I love people. I love serving. I love pouring into people. But I just focused on school. I completed my coaching certification about a year ago, but I was able to actually graduate with it this past semester. And, you know, I worked through my semester with school for my current degree. But more than anything, I just sat. I sat with God. I read my Bible without an agenda. I journaled a lot. I went to counseling and I tended to my home and inner life. I really stopped managing myself and started allowing God to tend to places that I had been holding together for a long time on my own. At the same time, though, I was walking through one of the most intense personal seasons of my life. And one verse kept coming back to me, which it has many, many times before, but it hit differently in this season. Proverbs 14:1 says, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one plucks it down with her hands." For years, I thought that meant managing life well, you know, keeping everything together, making sure nothing fell apart. The focus was more on like my physical home, like how are people feeling when they come in the door? You know, how does my family feel when they're here? You know, like what does that atmosphere feel like? And what does it look like? And, you know, does everybody have peace? You know, is the house functional for us and what we need type of thing? What I realized in this season is that the house God was building wasn't actually external at all. It was internal. I guess I didn't really realize that's what I needed. But as long as I stayed rooted in him on the inside, even when there was chaos all around me, I was building wisely. Nothing about this season has been easy, but it did feel grounded. What I realized is that God wasn't rescuing me from the fire. He was building me in it. Even though there were lots of times that I asked him to put the fire out, but he didn't. Instead, he worked on me. He worked on me. That's not easy at all. If you're listening right now, and everything around you feels unstable, I want you to hear this. Wisdom isn't always about fixing what is burning. Sometimes it's about staying rooted while God builds you from the inside out. What might God be building in you right now, even if nothing else around you feels secure? God, we just want to thank you for being the one who builds us when we don't have the strength to build ourselves. For the woman listening who feels surrounded by fire, I ask that you anchor her deeply in you. Build her heart, steady her soul. Remind her that wisdom is not always loud, visible, or fast. Teach us how to be rooted even when everything else is shaking. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, looking back in retrospect on this season, I thought it would look differently. I thought that God would work it out differently. I don't think I really banked on Him working on me. It just looked differently than what I thought, which is often how God does it in His true, gentlemanly fashion way. Until in this season, no matter what it looks like around you, be still and know that He is God. Take the time to sit still and let God work on you, whatever that looks like. And as things come up that maybe you didn't realize they were still there, give it to God and let Him uproot those things that don't need to be there so that your roots that should be there can grow deeper and deeper in Him. Today, I want to remind you of one last thing. Never let anyone or anything stop you from blooming. There is something great inside of you that others need. So dare to just be you. Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.